It's now 8:35 on WXXI, and with Women's History Month just around the corner, there's a documentary film and initiative that tells the story of the social revolution in American history. The PBS documentary Makers premieres tonight at 8 o'clock on WXXI TV and tells the story of how women have asserted their rights across the generations. WXXI is part of a national initiative to profile local makers, the women who made America. Today, we're talking with one of our local makers. Anne Burr is president of New Product Trials and Integration for Frontier Communications, and she is chairman of Frontier Communications of Rochester. Anne, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us this morning.
Well, good morning, Beth. I'm delighted to take part in the conversation.
Makers, this documentary, it calls the women's movement a social revolution and describes this revolution as being played out in all types of venues around the country, boardrooms, the home, Congress, and the courts. And it's probably safe to say that most women don't experience this as a revolution. But can you describe everyday things that you experience that tells you that women have come a long way?
Well, I certainly believe we have. You know, I enjoyed watching an early screening of Makers, and I look forward to watching it again this evening on WXXI. I've also been privileged to be have served on the WXXI board over the years, and we can all appreciate the intelligent, thought-provoking programming that WXXI provides every day. So, you know, I think I was fortunate in my career when I came into the workplace in the 80s, and that I really actually benefited from these women who created that revolution in the 60s and 70s, who really paved the way for women's rights and equality for the rest of us. You know, I think whether you're a woman or a man, even today, that if you are looking to advance in your career, if you work hard, you position yourself, whether you're a man or a woman, and you get the right education and the work experience and then the track record for excelling, for having a stellar performance, you've really positioned yourself to move ahead, and you shouldn't use, you know, being a woman or being a female as a reason to not strive for whatever you want to do in your life. It shouldn't be a reason to hold you back.
And do you recall any specific moments or times in your life when you felt marginalized or unequal because you were a woman?
Well, you know, not a lot. I guess maybe I was always accused of having rose-colored glasses. But, you know, I think that I was probably open to new ideas, to new challenges. If I hesitated at all when someone was asking me to take on a new role or responsibility, I had friends and mentors, you know, a network of folks who were trying to push me on to do new things. I remember I had a mentor saying, you really should go back and get your MBA. And I'd been out of school for probably 10 years or so. And, you know, I was having children. I was working full time. And it just sort of was in the back of my mind, I need to do this. And I finally did. And that, again, was just one more way that, you know, I was positioned then to move up and sort of be somewhat of a pioneer, I guess, in those days. I became the first female division president for my company. Again, companies were looking for professional women to serve on boards. I was the first female on a public board in our community and, you know, became the first female executive vice president. But again, it's really because those women in the 60s and 70s called attention to things like, you know, equal pay, equal opportunity for women. So I was just very fortunate.
We just have a few seconds left, Anne, but do you have perhaps a favorite among the makers featured in the documentary?
Oh, gosh, there were so many. But, you know, Gloria Steinem, others who really were out front on these issues. You know, others that were featured that they believed that you could have it all and did. And I think that was sort of my motto, to be optimistic and don't feel like being a woman would ever hold you back or that there are barriers. You really can make a difference. I know in our company, we aggressively promote women into senior leader positions at Frontier. It's just part of our culture. And if you are in an experience or a position where you see inequality, you should really speak up and try to change that culture or move on where you know that you can make a difference in another circumstance. So I was very fortunate.
Anne, thank you again for taking the time to be here this morning.
Oh, you're welcome, Beth. Thank you.
Anne Burr, Chairman of Frontier Communications of Rochester and President of New Product Trials and Integration for Frontier. And again, the documentary appearing tonight on PBS, Makers, the story of how women have asserted their rights across the generations, women who made America. That's tonight at 8 o'clock on WXXI Television.